Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. From Genesis to Revelation, there are many promises made by God to His people. The beautiful truth is that we can, without any doubt, hold on to these promises as the Bible assures us of God's faithfulness and that we can trust that He will fulfill what He promised. One such wonderful promise from God is that He dwells among us and His divine presence will never leave us. So let us open our hearts today as we draw closer to God and long to experience more of Him. May we let go of all distractions and enter into the holy presence of our Heavenly Father. Our scripture for today is from Revelation 21 verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God." So let us be determined this week to draw near to our Lord by entering into His presence through His word, prayer and worship. Approaching our Lord is an amazing privilege that is ours only because Jesus was willing to die on the cross and shed His blood so that we can have everlasting access to our Father in heaven, walk in sweet communion with Him, and joyfully follow His precepts. Secondly, let us be determined to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, resist the temptation to run from God's presence. In a world that is filled with distractions and ungodliness, it is easy to feel overwhelmed by the burden of guilt and shame, unforgiveness, the lack of faith, a lack of hunger for more of God, or the search for satisfaction elsewhere. However, let us remember that God's presence in our lives is an amazing gift, accessible to all of us if we repent of our sin, ask for forgiveness and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. As our Lord promises us in Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 14, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you," declares the Lord. And thirdly, let us be determined to share the wonder of being filled with the light of Jesus with others. As we diligently and faithfully spend time in God's presence, drawing closer to Him and growing in our relationship with Him, may we ask our Lord to fill us with His light. This way we can be ready and prepared to love and serve those around us and share the good news with all we encounter. To conclude, I am convinced that nothing is better or worth more than being in the presence of our Lord. His consistent presence is a powerful promise that brings comfort, contentment, and joy to our lives. As we seek closeness with God through prayer, studying His Word, worship, and fellowship with other believers, may we be overwhelmed with joy, peace and love as we encounter our Lord. I love how A.W. Tozer describes the significance of being in God's presence. He says, "I believe that once we truly experience the conscious, manifest presence of God, we will lose interest in everything else in this world." Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
And my prayer for you and for me is that we will not miss a day without experiencing the joy of His presence. In His presence, there's fullness and there's joy. So from Isaiah 55:12, this is a covering over you. "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for time in your presence. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for your Son that makes it possible to come into your presence. Hallelujah. We love you.
Father, thank you so much that we can gather from so many corners of the world, Lord, from across oceans, and Lord, get together around your word and around your special message to us, and a message, Lord, that presses on our heart to always be ready, always be prepared, always be shining your light, always being ready to share the gospel, always ready to share your love and your mercy with a lost and a dying world, Lord, in a way that lightens up the lives of people so that many more can hear the wonder of your mercy and that you be glorified in it all, Lord. Thank you that we can pray it in your wonderful name.
Dear Father, you are gracious and you are merciful, and we love you. It is my prayer and hope that each of us will behave in a way that is pleasing to you, and that we will allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and allow him to remove anything that hinders us from forgiving others. Let us allow you, God, who can do immeasurably more, to work all things together for our good. Help us be more like Jesus. And we pray this in his holy and worthy name. Hallelujah.
Lord, we admit that sometimes we are so busy running to, we don't even know where, but we are so busy running from your presence. And today we want to take this moment, and whatever is keeping us sitting at your feet, whatever is keeping us from dwelling in your presence, we want to lay it at your feet. Lord, take it away. Take it away, because all we want is you. All we want is to dwell in your presence, and all we want is more of you every single day of our lives. We long for that peace, that joy, that contentment that you promise us when we dwell in your presence. Lord, this world is difficult, it's challenging, it's a very sad place. But we pray and we ask and we seek your presence, Lord, because we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy, in your presence there is contentment, and in your presence we will be okay. Help us, Lord, to live in your presence every single day of our lives and to share that with whomever we come across with.
Our Father in heaven, may we always be aware of your divine presence that is with us at all times. It is in your presence that we experience the fullness of your unconditional, sacrificial love, your grace and the forgiveness of our sins, power, strength, and guidance for the journey ahead, and your perfect peace and joy that enlighten our path with hope. Thank you that we will find you when we seek you wholeheartedly. Now may the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.